As Sharon mentioned, welcoming in Jim Kurd, probably best known for, you see him at both places, same parking lot, either Dink's Real Pit Barbecue or Sterling's Grill, and good food all around. Not necessarily the topic of our conversation, but that's how people know you. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. We can always talk about the restaurant business or barbecue or Sterling, so that's I'm always willing to talk about
that. If that's where you want to go, I'm happy to do that for you, because it is one of the things that makes Bartlesville what it is our local establishments, our local businesses, large and small. And as a candidate for city council, that's, I guess, one thing that you're really taking what I'm going to characterize as a pro-business, pro-downtown approach to Bartlesville.
You bet. I mean, it's all about the many local retailers and restaurants that we have here in town, and then finding a way to grow that pie some more and bring some more revenue into the city, so we can, you know, strengthen our retailers and grow new retailers like we're doing out near Lowe's.
You are a candidate for the third ward seat on the council, a recent newcomer, but certainly no newcomer to politics in Bartlesville, a history of service to the council and former vice mayor.
Yeah, served on the council 92 to 94 under Mayor Harvey Little, and a great learning experience. Worked pretty hard for 2 years on our Superfund site, cleaning up the National Zinc site, and a great experience, and learned a great deal serving on the council at that time.
And so on a contested race, that challenge defines at least in part who Jim Kurd is, your experience with working collectively as a council member, making the decisions as far as what's best for the city.
Sure. And then, I've got my 30 years experience running my restaurants. I've opened four restaurants in my life. They're all still open today and operating successfully. So I've got a good financial background, certainly not afraid of the city budget. I've worked on it for many years, looking at our parks department and, seeing how we can continue to improve our quality of life issues on our in our community. So I'm certainly aware of the city budget and look forward to, if I get on there, we've got some challenges ahead in the 2017 budget. So looking forward, if I get on there, to being a part of that process.
Well, yeah, that's an interesting statistic on opening four restaurants. I believe it's still accurate that restaurants nationally, not just Northeast Oklahoma, nationally, restaurants have about a 50% failure rate in their first year. So that says something.
They are difficult businesses, but, you know, all retail businesses, entrepreneurial businesses are difficult to run. They're just a challenge for all of us out there, not just the restaurant business. But I've been blessed with a lot of good long-term staff that let me get out in the community and volunteer my time. And without some of the people that I have running my restaurants, I wouldn't be able to do what I do today. So I'm very thankful for those people, very lucky and blessed in a lot of ways. But I do have good experience at it, and it's paid off for me with the success of my businesses.
And I think that's certainly that the voters of the third ward will want to take a look at is the experience of each candidate, and that's why we're talking about yours this morning.
Sure. We oftentimes elect people to the city council that have, you know, far less experience than I do, but that doesn't mean that they can't be good councilors also. We've got a great city staff, and they keep us informed of what budgeting issues are coming and what issues are in front of us. We get a lot of good information to study before meetings. So, you know, it's good to have experience like I have going in there. I won't really have a ramp-up period where I need to learn a lot, but I'll feel like I've got my feet on the ground when I get in there and can kind of hit the ground running, as opposed to somebody that may, you know, be new to the position entirely.
Yeah, and I have seen you at several council meetings, so I mean, you're out there doing the homework that you would need to have done, and I think as much as anybody would be ready to step in.
Sure. That packet the councilors get every couple of weeks is full of a lot of good information, but you still have to dig into the numbers and do some research to make sure you're you know what you want to vote on and how you want to vote, and continue to move the city forward.
Is it fair to say that the downtown business community is a special interest project for Jim Kurd?
I would just say downtown is a special interest. I think all our it goes back to, again, to several of our key strategic studies. They've labeled downtown as kind of the heart of the city, and I think everybody knows, and certainly in small business, small town America, that if your downtown's not successful and thriving, then the other parts of your community can struggle. So we're always pleased with the efforts of the Downtown Main Street group and everything that Mark Haskell and his group have done there. It's been an honor to serve on that committee down there with them. The energy and dedication of the people that bring the things that we do downtown, the tailgate rallies, the Halloween events, everything everything that they do is just a tremendous asset to the retailers, to the restaurants, and everybody else downtown.
And it's those retailers, that business community, the people that collect the sales tax dollars that give the city the resources, the dollars, the funds it needs to do what it needs to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the push for, you know, our quality of life issues that we've talked about, and that's developing some space, some green space, like the area down by Price Tower and Community Center, so we can have an area where we could have continuing festivals, larger events where we could pull a greater number of people into town. I think our best hope of bringing in new revenue to the community is to bring in new people to the community, whether they are to move here and live here or to visit the community for our tourism attractions or visiting for our restaurants, our downtown activities, or, you know, new green space with an amphitheater for concerts and gatherings where we could have car shows and things like that, I think is the key. What we're downtown's really striving to do is provide more opportunity for new revenue in the city without necessarily our population growing every day, because we've been such a slow growth community over the last 10 or 15 years. So that's kind of where I'm at on the strategic plans. They've all asked for that, from whether it be the parks plan or the downtown master plan or the strategic plan. They've all pointed in a lot of ways to quality of life issues that seems like it's for just the people in town, but when you build them and you build them right and they're quality, they become economic generators in your community, because they can drive people to your community for events and to use those same facilities that the community can use.
Yeah, I'm trying to paraphrase what I think I hear you saying. It's not necessarily a build it and they will come sort of situation, but you turn the coin over and you say, if we don't build it, then they may not come at all.
Well, and we're seeing that in other communities that have built these things over the past 8 or 10 years, and they're now in their second phases of some of these things, and we're yet in our first phase. So they're kind of what pushed some people south of here to live there and work here, and I think we need to equal that footing just a little bit, so we've got some events and or some facilities or some investments like that on the quality of life side that we can continue to use for our community to advertise the place you really do want to live and work and also visit and spend your money here.
How much of all those things is something that the council or government in general can control, and how much of it is you got to kind of depend on the developers, the private business side of things?
Well, that's a good exact balance that you've got to have, but I think what the plans have all stressed is that we've got to have some presence on the council and an advocate on the council, and I'm not saying that that hasn't been there, but that's the person I want to be, and I think I can improve our efforts in that area. And so I want to be that advocate for the development and the growth of the community on the quality of life side, and certainly on the retail restaurant side. I think those are all what people are asking for in every study we have. They want new choices, new experiences, and restaurants and retail are part of that. So I think that's going to be our task as a city council to continue to grow those opportunities for the community, so they look at the community on a broader basis as someplace they do want to stay and visit.
As a business owner, as a retailer, particularly as a restaurateur, you get the opportunity to talk with people, whether it's just, you know, how was the food or anything else that that could come up in the conversation.
Sure. I've had a lot of great conversations throughout the community. So, and that's been the great thing of having two restaurants and running a campaign. I can go between two restaurants and talk to people at Dink's and certainly then talk to people over at Sterling's Grill about what they're concerned about in the community. So I've got a great rapport with a lot of my customers. I'm very blessed to have the people that come in there every day and have the kind of quality conversations we have about the community.
And I think you know, when people are doing something they like good food, that they're probably fairly willing to tell you what's on their mind.
Sure. I mean, dining out is an experience, and you try to make the best. You like people to come in and have a good experience. And you know, in the restaurant business, it's that we depend on people, and day in and day out, we do a tremendously good job. But we certainly have our moments where the conversations are about other things. So that's just part of the restaurant business. But, you know, over the course of the years, I've had such a great staff that we've, day in and day out, we really do a great job and keep people in a good mood when they come in. But yes, it's a great environment to just sit and talk to people.
It is. And so just to give the public an opportunity to bend the ear of somebody that would be an elected official, and whether you represent them in their ward or whether they live in one of the other four wards, the point is they're getting information to somebody who can do something about whatever they're concerned about.
Sure. And I've been out in our ward, so I haven't just limited it certainly to my restaurants. I've been walking my ward, and it's a great diverse ward. We've got the a great part of lower end of downtown, down on 20th and Armstrong and Santa Fe Place. I mean, a wonderful part of the community down there. I've talked to residents that have lived there for 30 and 40 years, and then we've got, you know, other communities out more east and south, Glenwood and Kenilworth and Hillcrest Heights. So we've got a great a downtown population and a great kind of a population away from the downtown. So I've had you've got a diversity of opinions and a diversity of needs amongst those people, but that's what makes the ward so great.
Yeah. The future for the city of Bartlesville, part of it, like any other city in the state, is dependent on other things such as oil prices, because that is the state's economy. But part of it also is dependent on what cities do to make, like you said, quality of life issues something that is people value.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have talked because I do hear people say we're still a one-horse town with the oil and gas side. But, you know, the BDA, I served on the BDC when it was the BDC, mm-hmm. and now the BDA has done a great job of continuing to get out every day and look for those primary jobs and grow our jobs in our community. So it's a battle every day. That the industry has changed. Companies are not moving around the way they used to move around, but David Woods and his staff are doing a wonderful job keeping a focus on our primary jobs at the same time while we're trying to expand our retail and restaurant opportunities in the community.
And while they are two different bodies, the BDA works cooperatively with the council, so you kind of see that synergy as being an important part of what makes it.
Very much so. And the BRTA, I mean, those are the groups that have really driven a lot of the success we've had in town with the BDA, BRTA downtown, and the development of hopefully the hospital still, and then the Methodist Church, and then the BRTA and the BDA and his staff, David, and everybody on the retail side pushing forward with the new development out by Lowe's has been a real feather in their cap. They've done a great job, and so I look if I get on the city council, I look to be a part of, you know, increasing that synergy between those groups and being more of an advocate to just push the limits a little bit more and try to do some more things on the quality life here in town. And I'm really very excited to hear the city bring forward some of the quality of life issues in their bond issue perhaps next year on 2017. And the continuation of fixing up Price Fields up there has also been something I've looked after for several years, and we've made some progress, but we still have a long way to go with it also.
That's something you spoke to the council about a month ago.
Yes, spoke to them about our progress, and those are the things that I'd like to be involved in, because I know we are on a tight budget when we do things, and I think sometimes we need to make sure we build a quality facility at the same time that we can use as an economic generator and not just to build some new fields for our kids to play on. That's what we want, but we'd also like the opportunity for the user groups to be able to stage tournaments there, fill hotels, fill restaurants, buy gas, and stay in the town for a night or two while their kids are playing here in softball and baseball tournaments. And we have not had that opportunity at all at that level. But on the level of the Dungeness Field, we've had great success down at Dungeness with the Sandy Koufax tournament and the American Legion World Series that we had here several years ago. So that's what I talk about, where we have good facilities, and certainly from the perspective of the Bartlesville Sports Commission, where we have good facilities, we have a good record of making some economic impact in the community with sales tax. So that would be another good thing to have in our cap, is to get Price Fields finished so our user groups can have some tournaments and we can look for some economic benefit out of that facility someday.
Yeah. You mentioned that you have been working with Main Street Bartlesville. You mentioned some of the other organizations that you're plugged into, whether you're actually on their boards or not. Civic involvement for Jim. What have we not talked about that it's important that people know organizations you're plugged into?
Well, I just, they all revolve around really just trying to improve the quality of our life here in Bartlesville. I mean, whether it be the Bartlesville Sports Commission and our sports fields or the downtown, I've read all the studies. I know what they say, and I've seen other communities enacting a lot of those things within those studies that we've yet to enact. So we've certainly improved our schools. We've certainly started to improve our retail choices for people. But we've got to get into that part of the plan that says we need to pay attention to our parks and recreation and our quality of life issues. And our parks have suffered over the year because of our budget. But I think they've also been a lower priority for some than they will be for me when I get on there. And I'll find a way to make sure that we continue to get into our parks and maintain them better over all the years, because we're in there now mowing them. They're improving, but they're so far behind on some deferred maintenance on roads, lighting, parking, our pavilions, our tree trimming. I mean, there's just a lot we need to do within our parks to continue to make them the asset that they are for the community.
Well, yeah, there's a couple of landmarks you've mentioned along Frank Phillips that are easy for people to find you, but I wanted to make sure if there's a phone number or other ways that people, if they have a question.
I've got a website, www.jimforward.com, jimforward3.com. So it's a forward or forward3.com. So I've got a great website there and a phone number on there and a Facebook. They can follow me on Facebook also. And I'm open. I just love comments, positive and negative, about what I'm talking about out there, because it helps me, look to people and understand all aspects of what people are thinking we should do within the community. These ideas that I talk about these days are not my ideas. These are ideas that have been generated by other communities. So I'm just the guy that wants to get out there. We know basically what we need to do. We just need to get out there and go do it. And I want to be a part of trying to get that done.
We're 2 weeks away from Election Day. Jim Curd, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Charlie. Glad to be here today.
Candidate for Ward 3 on the Bartlesville City Council. And again, get out there and vote. And we'll have the results of your vote on election night right here on K1.
It's prime season for the proliferation of pumpkins, and we take an in-depth look at the big orange squash on the Old Farmer's Almanac.